In Britain, 8 Labour MPs quit the party over Jeremy Corbyn's poor leadership, which has led to dithering over Brexit and failed to clamp down on a surge in anti-Semitism among party activists. The 8 back a second referendum on Britain leaving the EU. Rather than form a new party, they will for now sit in the House of Commons as the independent group. They called on centrist MPs from any party to join them. 3 Conservative MPs duly did so.
Demonstrations were held across France to protest against the rise in attacks against Jewish people and symbols, which were up by 74% last year. This week, 80 Jewish graves were daubed with swastikas, and Alain Finkielkraut, a prominent philosopher, was heckled with anti-Semitic abuse by Gilets Jaunes, yellow vest protesters.
Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister of Spain, called a snap general election for April 28th. Mr. Sanchez's socialist-led coalition had suffered a heavy defeat in Parliament when parties from Catalonia that normally support the government joined Conservatives in voting down the budget. The Catalans had tried to force Mr. Sanchez into discussing independence for their region.
Donald Trump urged Venezuela's armed forces to back a political transition and said they should accept the offer of amnesty by Juan Guaido, who has been recognized as the country's interim president by Venezuela's legislature and by some 50 countries. Mr. Trump held open the possibility of military intervention to topple the repressive regime of Nicolas Maduro.
Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's president, presented an ambitious plan to reform the country's publicly funded pension schemes. His proposal, which requires amendments to the constitution, would establish a minimum retirement age of 65 for men and 62 for women, and would limit the scope for pensioners to collect more than one benefit.
Gerald Butts, the principal private secretary of Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, resigned. He denied allegations that he or anyone else in the Prime Minister's office had put pressure on Jody Wilson-Raybould, then Justice Minister, to settle a criminal case against an engineering company based in Montreal. Mr. Trudeau has also denied that he put pressure on Ms. Wilson-Raybould to intervene.
Ecuador reached an agreement with the IMF to borrow $4.2 billion to help it cope with a large external debt and budget deficit. It will also borrow $6 billion from other multilateral lenders, including the World Bank. The government will reduce fuel subsidies and employment at state-owned enterprises.
The first lawsuits were launched against Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency on the Mexican border, which allows him to sequester funding for his border wall. 16 states, including California, filed a court motion arguing that Mr. Trump's edict would divert money from law enforcement.
Bernie Sanders announced that he is to run again for president as a Democrat in 2020. The 77-year-old senator from Vermont was describing himself as a socialist years before today's crop of young pretenders in the party was even born. He raised nearly $6 million in the 24 hours following his campaign launch, outstripping his rivals.